this week's Tancast is chock full of goodness. So chock full, we didn't have room for some stuff. Like taste, decency, or even common sense. We did make room for plenty of swear words, so listener discretion advised. All right.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, foolish mortals.
That was super gay.
You're super gay. By the way, I'm Tim, the super gay T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I'm the bi-curious A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, and I'm most athletic.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Whatever, your arm still hurts from playing tennis.
It's not so hurt. I said it hurt for a day or two.
Oh, I had a swing.
And I said it was
heavy
sore.
Racket made of graphite.
I don't know about you, but I was hitting those balls hard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's unfortunate they weren't landing in the court.
Don't you be getting smart, buddy.
Hey!
Your balls weren't landing in the court either.
I believe you were the only one not to win a game.
I would really like to not talk about either of your balls anymore.
Yeah, you would. You love our balls. Speaking of our balls, let's do some tan laughs.
Well, right before we do that, Tim, for some reason, when you were making fun of Noah right there, I thought you said you took a big swig of bacon. I was like, well, that's not most athletic at all. And I was like, pork.
Delicious.
Nothing's as tasty as bacon.
Mm.
In liquid form.
Drink it down. That's a new breakfast drink.
Bacon juice.
You sexy motherfuckers.
Nice.
I want to see some more Pablo Francisco now.
I was like, which one was that? Yeah, it was Pablo.
Yep.
Good times. Okay, so here's my tan laugh for this week. What's brown and sticky?
My poo after eating maple syrup.
A stick.
Amazing.
That's retarded.
That's the idea.
All right.
You know what? Someone might think that's lame enough to repeat later. And then they'll be like, oh, thank you, Tancast. Now I have a joke to tell at this party.
Excellent.
Doubtful.
I've got one that no one will retell.
If you're going to sit around and heckle, you guys can leave.
It'll just be cast.
Not you two. I'm talking about my wife and Stephanie.
Tell them they could at least make out a little bit. I mean, they were Catholic schoolgirls, for God's sake.
Annie says you guys should at least make out a little bit since you were both Catholic schoolgirls. So... this is not panning out as well as you might think.
Fuck!
I don't think the clapping's going to
do it. I'm mostly getting dirty looks.
I think you should, a little bit of violence is needed. Smack them around.
Let's be fair. If there's any violence going to be happening, it'll be those two with the perpetrators of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so at the end, we should ask them how Tancast works out as a spectator sport. All right, so my awful joke for the week that no one's ever going to want to report.
Excellent.
Why did the dead baby cross the road?
I don't know.
It was stapled to the chicken.
Good times.
I got another snap, your mama joke. You don't need to say, how dumb is my mother or anything like that. I'm just going to say it all at once. Your mother is so dumb.
How dumb is she?
She almost strangled herself with a cordless phone.
I just hope you remember that later when you're editing, Tim.
Oh, it's totally going in between his thing and the punchline.
Oh, okay.
That just breaks it up, sir.
It makes for a little more like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, it's interactive.
No, it's just retarded because snaps aren't meant to have a how dumb is she. Your mother is so dumb, she almost strangled herself with a cordless phone.
Yes, they are. Everything that says your mother is so dumb or my wife is so fat or this cat is so furry is always supposed to be a big pause while the audience comes back.
Not for snaps. It's a different delivery.
Nope. Check your handbook.
I do have my handbook, and there's no pause.
You have no handbook.
I do have a book.
It's not a handbook.
Is it shaped like a hand?
It fits in my hand.
Okay.
So it's a handbook.
Okay.
What
my
you
DVD
got?
Fits in my hand. It's not a hand DVD.
Yeah. My cock fits in my can. It's not a hand cock.
Oh, yes, it is.
Declaration of Independence.
Nice.
Thank you.
So how's fatherhood been treating you, Mr. Ooh, almost used your last name.
Mr. Mysterious.
Mr. McGon.
Mr.
Mucus. Delicious.
Butter your toast with that.
I can
or
go for some toast.
Eat it raw with some bacon.
Bacon juice. Bacon juice. You sexy motherfucker.
So yeah, fatherhood's treating me pretty well, mainly because other people are taking care of my spawn right now, kind of as it should be.
That's how you do it.
Wow, and you're the only white one.
I mean, like, qualified nurse people, you know.
Oh, not just like you dropped it off at baby mama and went out clubbing.
No, no, no. No, he,
Racism.
Yeah. He may be coming home tomorrow.
Yay!
He is doing well. He's strong like bull.
They're going to let you actually touch the child?
They've let me touch the child several times. In fact...
Foolishly.
Inappropriately?
I had to think back on this just to make sure, but I have now touched my second penis ever.
So wrong. Wait, don't you mean, like, 100th?
That wasn't even good.
Made Tim laugh. That's all that matters.
You couldn't tell that he had a little number next to it, like his second, you know, to the 10th power.
That was also lame. Dude, what the fuck? You're the one making a math joke here? That's my bit.
By the way, I would just like to say, we got a comment from someone named Chris, who is apparently a gay listener, and I was like, thank God. Because when we talk, and I don't really think about it, but when I edit it, I'm like, Jesus, we say faggot a lot. So I'm glad he's not offended.
What's the thing?
I hope he's not offended. I hope he's not just listening to it like, this is the most offensive thing ever. I better keep listening to make sure they don't get any worse.
Find out what they're doing.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Fuck these guys. These breeders.
Well, in all fairness, only one of us is bred. Jury's still out on you two.
But they still refer to straight people as breeders.
Well, that's just hateful. What if we don't want a breed?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, well, you know, not all straight people are breeders, but, like, to define someone by their sexual orientation makes just as little sense as defining them by the fact that they could breed or not. So,
I know.
I'm all in favor of it.
There was all sorts of irony in my voice when I said, well, that's just hateful.
Oh, well, I thought it was just good, clean, funny.
Oh, okay.
About the hateful.
All right, well, next time I say that, I'll go, irony! That's just hateful. Tancast irony!
Oh, I was listening to the Mean Dog's top five actors they'd like to punch in the face.
Was Keanu Reeves on the list?
He was an honorable mention. He wasn't one of the top. He wasn't anybody's top five.
Oh, was he? Kevin Costner.
No, didn't make it either.
Oh, I would turkey slap Kevin Costner.
Turkey slap. So is that when you grab a turkey and hit him with it, or is that a special kind of hit?
No, a turkey slap will tend to leave a mushroom print mark.
Oh,
there you go.
Nice.
It's
tiny
with a cock.
Ben Affleck made the list. The entire main cast of Good Will Hunting made the list.
Really?
Robin Williams, Matt Damon, and Ben Affleck.
I disagree with them.
Yeah, I like Ben Affleck. I think he gets too much shit.
I like Matt Damon, if for no other reason than every time I hear his voice, I want to go, Matt Damon.
Tim, the guy who picked... Yes?
I was just going to say, Tim's guest is not like Ben Affleck.
That's right. Well, she's in the crapper right now, so she can't... She can't defute.
Get in close. See if you can get some fart noises.
I was going to say, get in close.
I don't know
close,
if my cord
if
is long enough and I want to break another one.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I have a question for Andy.
Yes?
Okay, I'll just sit on the sidelines.
I was just curious, under people we know on our website, who the fuck is my only friend in the Real Estate Computer Guys?
You know the Real Estate Computer Guys.
I figured I could probably guess. I figured it was, I don't know. Can we say their names?
Sure.
Ian and probably Alan?
Yes, they're the Real Estate Computer Guys.
And what about Is My Only Friend?
That's somebody that I know.
Okay, cool.
I figure, hey.
That's all. I was just like, who? Because I was like, well, this is probably Ian and Alan based on the address.
That reminds me, I saw Ian when I was in the Bay Area last week.
Ah, yes, he told me about that. He said that he was walking in with his fiance and like, man, the last time I was here, I saw Tim. Hey, there's Tim!
That's what he told me too. It was good. I was glad he came for that. Bless you. I was glad he came for that show because, bless you again, my wife is sneezing, in case you're wondering, in case you think I'm just talking to phantoms.
No, we can hear the sneeze.
Oh, good. But, like, the Thursday and Friday shows were kind of meh. And so I was worried that the Sunday show would be even worse because usually Sunday shows are kind of lame at all clubs, not just that particular one. Just because people are like, oh, I gotta go to work tomorrow. But then I remember that Monday was a holiday. It was Labor Day, so it was a pretty good crowd. And I was glad he was there. I was glad he was there to see that one.
Yay.
I'm glad that Noah is rubbery. What was that?
Oh, I just moved my mom there.
Ah.
crazy. Oh, Tim, you know what? No, it's on HD on demand.
Yeah, move your monitor some more and then talk over it.
What?
What? You might want to repeat that. I think it's what Andy was saying.
Okay, I didn't hear what he said because I was talking.
We didn't hear what you said because you were moving your monitor.
I was done moving my monitor while I started talking.
Like, hey, Tim, you're over there.
Ah, never mind.
Of course, now I hit my head against a wall, and that's going to sound great, too.
You hit your head against the wall? You're taking this comedy too far, man.
I know.
But anyway, Noah, what was that you said while the monitor was moving?
I'm done. Never mind.
What?
Never mind. I'm done.
Oh, we hurt his feelings.
Really?
Excellent.
I hurt my feelings. I'm just done telling a story. I'm like, ah, forget it.
Why?
Because I don't feel like telling it anymore. I lost my flow.
Tan cash temper tantrum.
Temper tantrum. I threw the temper tantrum a couple weeks back.
Yeah, you did.
Which was ultra dicky because I was chastising Andy for being quiet while he was trying to be quiet in a hospital.
You want me to come over and spank it all better?
I thought you were chastising him because he was talking over you.
Yes, but he was also talking over me quietly. So I couldn't hear him.
Excellent.
And Tancast screeching halt.
Well, I just did a Google search for dead baby joke, just to see how many more were out there. One of the first ones that came up, which is, what's the worst thing about fucking a dead baby? Wiping the bloodstains off your clown suit.
Oh yeah, I've heard that one.
Yes, I have too. Awful.
Well, now you've just blown your wad for a future tan laugh.
No, I think I'm going to get off the dead baby. You did one for me, I did one of my own. I think that there's a good symmetry there, and I should just leave that alone.
It was funny, when I did it, I didn't stop to think about the fact that you were actually in a hospital, possibly having a baby at that moment. I'm like, whew, this could not be less appropriate.
Which means not more perfect. So anyways, Noah, you were asking something about Comcast and scritchings?
Oh, the HD high demand movie.
I was gonna say there's Angels in the Outfield in HD, and I was like, maybe I could see Tim.
Is it widescreen?
Sure. Why not? I have no idea.
I'm like, well, because if it's not, you can't see me.
I actually didn't watch it. I just saw it.
You didn't watch it? That's the best movie ever.
Ever? I think that's a stretch, sir.
Ever. Citizen Kane, piece of shit. Maltese Falcon, bollocks. That's for my UK listeners. What's up, UK? Dude, that Luke guy must apparently be really doing his job, because I just noticed there are, like he said, I'm going to tell all my friends. Apparently he really did, because we got a lot of UK listeners all of a sudden.
Thank you, Luke.
Good work, Luke.
I'm not your father, but I will take you out to play catch.
So, what was up with your...
Not to slide on Joe.
Yes. What was your tan week like there, Tim? Other than seeing Ian. So apparently you were the demon in The Grudge?
I've never seen The Grudge. Well, I've been at the Ice House all week. That's been fun.
Yeah.
And by the time people listen to this, they will no longer be able to go see me.
Ah.
However, if you're in the Boston area, you can come catch me on the 14th at the Hard Rock Cafe in the Boston International Comedy Festival. Please stop by, say hi, give me some love.
Vote for him.
If
the voting?
I think there might be actual professional judges.
Ooh.
So bribe the judges for me.
Yes. Rub his ass.
Got
a
some money
bit.
To spare.
It's lucky. He's got a lucky butt.
What else have I done much this week? Not a lot. Played Noah in tennis, or actually Noah and I played. Danelle and her mom in tennis, and then we switched teams where we were on opposite teams. But all in all, good times.
Too many gay jokes possible with we switched teams. Let's continue.
So at one point, I had hit a ball over a fence into a bush. And Tim was going to find
Matt, you're not going to like this.
He's like, oh, puh, puh, puh. And I was like, oh, Tim, did you get a mouthful of bush? Now, I wasn't making any dirty joke, but then apparently Danelle's mom started laughing and saying something about it. She's like, oh, got a mouthful of bush.
That would be something
like,
about it.
Did your mom make you a dirty joke? And I was like, yeah.
Her mom knows where it's at. Tim can't say more.
I can't and won't. because Matt's listening in the future and Danelle's listening in the present. So I'm screwed.
But who's listening in the past and how?
We're not saying anything bad about her mom. We're just saying she made a dirty joke.
Yeah. No, I'm just not going to add to it because both of them will be like, horribly inappropriate. I don't want to hear that.
Well, then I'll do it.
Oh, and I'm going to say something inappropriate. Tim's mom can't swallow.
My mom had a sore throat when she was up to visit me.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She's like, I can't swallow. And Noah just looked up at me like, I have the best joke. I'm like, easy, settle down. And then she said it a few more times. He just looked at me like, please, let me say it, please. Like a puppy.
I didn't want to say anything. But
just looked
funny.
Like a puppy waiting to be picked up at the pound. Like, come on, please. I'm cute.
Swallow jokes.
Is your mom doing better, Tim?
Oh, now all of a sudden you care, huh? Mr. Dickhead, now he's going to pretend to be concerned guy. Oh, hey, mom likes to swallow. Oh, is she all right? No, she died. Are you happy?
That's right.
She's going to come back and haunt you.
He was just looking for the easy joke. So how's your mom doing now? She's fine. She can swallow again. Great, since she can get back to work.
Aww. That was what you were setting up, wasn't it, you cynical bastard?
Actually, not at all. I was just asking how she was.
Well, as far as I know, she's fine.
Okay. Anyone see any movies this week?
I don't really get out to the movies very much. Did anything come out?
I don't know.
I saw something called Busty Models late at night on Showtime.
Oh, that's always good.
Not much to review. There were some models, and they were busty.
Excellent. Excellent.
I think it's showing all month if you have Showtime, so be sure and set your DVR for that.
I do have Showtime.
Ooh, I'm on it.
Oh, no, Sexual Retweet, too. That was the one I saw.
Sexual Retweet?
Yep, it was Tweety Bird.
Okay.
Sexual Retweet. I taught putty.
Oh, you were half a second faster than me.
So, another comment on Tancast I thought we might want to talk about is, I think her name's Anastasia. I should probably look.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like we don't have this technology.
It is Anastasia.
Who is offended by our comments about Giada last week.
See, I'm not sure that that was actually offended, or if it was like somebody being Anastasia, being ironic, like, oh, I was offended by this thing, which most people would consider pretty tame. Whereas the rest of it, where you're talking about humping dead children, not so much offensive.
We talked about humping dead children last week?
What, we did this week.
Oh, all right. Well, let me check that off. Got it.
Good.
Only 17 more inappropriate topics left, and we get a free toaster.
Yeah. We got the mother oral sex. Did you get that one down?
We've had that. Don't worry. We've got several checks in that mark.
All right. That one's starting to get off the edge of the page. You're going to have to flip it over.
Seriously.
Hash on the back.
We might get a free sandwich from Subway with that pretty soon.
Delicious.
Okay, so Noah, is that your thought as well, or no?
I was like, that's a good point. It could be. Maybe she was making a little joke. Sometimes it's hard to tell over the internet.
Yeah, you can't tell people's tone of voice over the internet. Well, I mean, you can tell ours because we're talking, but you know what I mean.
Yes, it means that the irony and sarcasm is difficult to gauge. Or
yes.
Maybe we genuinely offended her, in which case... Too bad. It's how we are. Life is difficult. People offend us all the time.
Nice.
It really didn't sound like reading the comments that she was leaving. It didn't sound like if she had actually been offended right there, that it ruined her day at all. So I gotta say, kudos if she hit something and was like, "Huh, there was a little bump in the road," and just kept on pushing right through, because it shows she has a helmet. Not like the baby. I mean, like, the metaphorical helmet that protects you from life. Not the actual helmet that protects you from head injury. But not from me.
I also like that the first episode she listened to was 13, and she goes, Jeff and Noah were my favorites, which is essentially just saying, I didn't like Tim.
I read that. I had the laptop, like, next to the bed, and just logged in, saw that, leaned over to my wife, and went, this means Tim sucks, but it's way polite.
I thought that was awesome. I was like, you could just say it. I could do without Tim.
Yeah.
I would like to hear Gincast.
Oh, well, that's better than Nigcast, because...
that's how you were going to go with it, huh?
Yeah.
You racist.
I figured Noah's older and comes first. How's that racist?
I'm young. Young and spry.
You're the oldest one on the phone right now.
You're the oldest one of any episode of Tancast we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Young and spry. 25 years old.
You're even older than Stephanie, aren't you?
Which Stephanie?
Well, both.
But one of them is easier to tell than the other. Fucking cradle robber.
That's right. I fucking wait until they're born and I steal them away.
Then you gotta clean off your clown suit.
That's right. Nah, I just get a red clown suit, so it just blends.
See? That's Noah always thinking.
I think we just found this.
Work smarter, not harder.
I think we just found this episode's title.
What's
red
that?
Clown suit. Work smarter, not harder.
don't jump ahead of yourself.
All right.
Someone might say something deliciously fucked up before the end of the episode.
So, Noah, how was your tan week?
So we had an earthquake.
Oh, yeah, we did?
Or you did?
Yes, we did. California did, Bay Area.
Ah. Everybody okay?
Yeah, yeah. Of course, it's like, as soon as we had it, Stephanie was like, I better get my phone. My mom's going to be calling in 5 minutes. 2 minutes later, bring. Well, that's not how her phone sounds. And she's like, yes, Mom, I'm okay.
That's funny, because the mom lives in California. It's not like, you know, one of those Midwesterners like, oh, God, there was an earthquake in California. It's like, she lives in California,
she lives
too. Not far away from you guys.
4 miles away from us, maybe.
Was it horrible 4 miles away?
It might have been.
What happened? Did the earth open up and swallow you?
That's just how her mom is.
You crawled back out, got to the phone, and called us. How nice.
And then her mom said,
comma.
Her parents live in a two-story house, and Steffi's sister still lives there. Her mom said she came downstairs, and the sister and her friends were still underneath the table. And her mom, you know, she didn't move, like, super fast. So it's like, they must have been, like, waiting, just like, is it over? I think we better wait a bit longer.
You never know. Something
hey,
could
just
go
for
wrong.
Anybody listening, don't get under a table. Have you ever been at like a crazy party and had like that one drunk guy trip over the table and the table like bends to the side and collapses because it's not really like good sideways and diagonal reinforcement? It's just like a platform on top of four completely perpendicular pillars, and all those pillars could easily snap to the side. Don't get under a table.
A platform on top of four perpendicular pillars.
Yeah.
I just like that you really needed to take it all that far.
Yeah, I'm just saying, unless your house manages to come crashing down exactly straight onto the table, nothing sideways, nothing twisty, nothing from an angle, nothing, you know, no walls collapsing in, just everything's going to fall like a pancake, like in a cartoon, the table isn't going to do shit.
Although, I would think
you've heard it
it's better than just standing under nothing.
No, you know what's better than doing that?
Stand.
Getting the fuck out of the house.
I thought it was in a doorway. You're supposed to stand in a doorway.
Well, doorway's not that structurally sound either. If you're going to do anything, get next to something huge that's not going to compress really well. Like, get behind your couch, right up against it, and turn your face into the corner of the couch. Or, like, next to your bed, but not under it. Something that, like, if things came tipping over on it, might leave you a little air pocket to live in.
I wasn't listening to anything you just said. I was making out with my wife.
Excellent.
And now they're leaving.
That means that on a certain level, I was making out with your wife, too. Awesome.
It was a tan kiss.
Yes. Were we rubbing her ass at all?
A little bit.
Cupping it gently?
Yeah, more of a tappity tap.
Awesome.
Bye, ladies. Bye. Wait, nope. They're not leaving.
Are they making out?
Nope, they just stopped. Okay, they're moving again. All right, now we can talk about them.
Those okay. Bitches.
So your wife is a hot piece of ass, Tim.
Who are you telling?
I'm so glad she doesn't ever listen to the show.
Sometimes she does. That's the thing. It's like a crapshoot.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, dear.
Speaking of crapshoot, that's what I was doing right before we did the Tancast.
That would explain it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was trying to. I was having my own little moment and everything, and then all of a sudden, the door comes flying open, and it's my wife. What you doing?
Seriously?
I'm rewriting the Magna Carta in
German. I'm fucking in here!
Oh, that'd have been awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm fucking in here? Yeah, I try not to do that to the mother of my spawn now.
Whatever. That's just... So, really? She asked what you're doing?
Well, she meant it in a, like, I thought you guys were tancasting, and we were going to go see the baby after you tancast, and you're not tancasting right now. You're right.
So the sooner you tancast, the sooner you can see the baby type of thing.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, I We just saw him last night. He's not going to change. He'll look the same.
He's such a loving father.
He'll be small and pink.
What do you think? He's going to grow horns overnight? Calm down, lady.
He ain't going anywhere.
Oh, dude, that'll be awesome.
Yet.
He didn't learn Spanish in the last 24 hours. Just calm down. We're not missing anything.
Of course, now, just to prove me wrong, I'm going to show up at the hospital, and he's going to be sitting there. Hola, mama.
Si, papa.
Mi amo es Andy Junior.
I went to use the bathroom at work yesterday, and there was a trifecta of nasty on the toilet. First of all, there's like a poop smear going across the seat.
Mm. Oh,
then excellent. There's some type of liquid.
We're going to guess urine.
And then there's either some butt hair or some pubes. I'm not sure.
Trifecta of nasty.
It's just like, really? Like, some liquid, some pubes of butt hair, I can understand. How do you get the poop on there? Like, do you just rub your ass all over the seat?
Yeah.
What if they were in there and they suddenly got startled? They're in there like, is that Bigfoot?
Maybe someone came in their stall. And they're like, I'm fucking in here!
And then while they sit there, they just squirted. And the thing is just clenching.
Yes.
I still have to make that campaign poster. Andy 08, I'm fucking in here.
there's another campaign poster that you can make, but I'll tell you that one in half a sec.
All right.
Yeah, so apparently at my work, there was also some, like, trifecta of nasty going on. Like, engineering kept going into the bathroom, and people kept walking in, and walking back out going, oh, dear God! And, like really loud, big, wide-open office, too. So it wasn't like they said it and a couple of people around them heard it. It's like they were really loud about it. They just couldn't hold their reaction to the nasty inside when they walked out. And it was the women's restroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
That cracks me up. Because, you know, typically it's the men's restroom. I went into an Olive Garden restroom one time, and it smelled like somebody had just gone, you know what we really need to wash these walls with? Stale pee.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Noah.
Do you remember when we were at the Nickel Arcade?
It's a place called Nickel City, not too far from the old tan house. Wait, Andy was there too, wasn't he, or no?
No.
I was not there for this one. I heard about this after the fact.
Okay, for some reason, the bathroom smelled like, and I know this is going to sound stupid at first, it smelled like pee.
It smelled like urine.
But, I know, I was going to say that.
Okay.
I was building up to it. You can't just start a story with a punchline.
You know, Noah's got that problem. He just, stuff comes flying out a little bit earlier than expected sometimes.
That is funny. Sometimes Noah will try and repeat something that a comedian or that was on a show, and he'll gloss over the setup and just get to the punchline. You're like, I have no idea what that is. You're like, it was funny.
Oh,
it was like more so back in the day, but less so now. But anyway, so we're at the Nickel Arcade, and like, but it didn't just smell like pee. It smelled like really like this pee has been here. This is pee that has earned. It's like this pee has more experience than Sarah Palin. This pee has been around. We're not washing this pee away. This like old, you know how like. When you're in an old person's home, you can smell that, you know, like, we've peed in a diaper, and the diaper's still sitting around somewhere. And, you know, multiplied times 50 or 60 or whatever, and it just that smell just sort of permeates. It was that kind of old pee smell. And then we were playing, and they shut the games off early. Like, it was supposed to close at 6, and they shut them off at, like, 5:55 or something while we were in mid-playing. And as I'm walking out, for some reason, I thought it'd be a good way to stick it to them. Like, bathroom smells like urine! And I just yelled that really loud. My way out. It really made Noah laugh.
I think, but you were saying it like, weren't you saying it before? Like, you just kept like, bathrooms, oh, because we were playing right by the bathroom, and you kept smelling.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, the Tetris game was right by the wafting urine smell.
You know, I would have found something besides Tetris to play.
I like Tetris.
I dislike urine. Especially the old, stale, like, homeless person smelling kind.
But I've been smelling that different places. I don't know why. Is that a popular new fragrance or something? Like, I'll be walking.
Yeah, de wee wee.
Like, I'll be walking somewhere. I'm like, oh, Jesus, God, why? On the street? Like, who's peeing on the street and just leaving it there for days?
Bums.
Or clubbers. Check and see if you're near any nightclubs.
Why is that? Oh, right.
Drunk people, you know, it's like, last call, all right, everybody get the fuck out. Wait, but I have to pee. Yeah, so do the other 40 people in line. Get the fuck out. All right, guess what your wall is. Pee-scented.
Nice.
Yeah. My big one wasn't, okay, like, Nickel Arcade, That's pretty bad. Just random walls. That's pretty bad. I was in a fucking restaurant, and I walked in, and it was like, ugh.
Oh,
not appetizing.
No. Unless they were serving pee.
Yeah.
Oh, this is...
Would monsieur like some stale caca as well?
What wine are you serving tonight? Oh, a stale Pinot Grigio.
Oh.
Yeah.
So bad.
If my wife didn't drink wine, I would not have been able to make that joke. So you can thank her for that shitty joke.
Thank you for teaching Tim what Pinot Grigio is.
I remember back in the San Jose State days, when I used to live in the dorms, the stairwell always smelled like urine. Oh, and someone peed in the recycling thing. Like, we had, like, little... Not, like, outside. Like, we had a little, like, trash cans that were in the center of the, like, you know, like there was, like, an elevator, like, lobby, and then, like, it branched off. Kind of like a hotel, basically, where, like, there was an elevator, and then you branched off to individual rooms. So in the elevator room, there was a like, a trash can-ish thing, but it was just for recycling. Someone took a fat piss in there, and no one noticed for a while, and all of a sudden, like, you just, like, the elevator doors would open, and be like, bing! Woof! Oh, God!
Oh, that's so awful.
Oh, yes, it was. And my room wasn't very far from the elevators, as you'll recall.
Yeah, no. You were right around the corner.
Yes. I was like, that's a lot of pee. Fortunately, those were my theater days, so I wasn't there very often.
Yeah, that's good. God, I spent a lot of time walking around downtown San Jose drunk off my ass in those years that we lived down there. There was the time I was coming home from the party at the fraternity, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody had asked me, hey, can you keep an eye on Bart? I think he's had way too much to drink. You know, don't let him drink anymore. I know he's supposed to be serving, and people keep going, yeah, I have one with me, but seriously. And I was just like nodding. I'm like, oh, yeah, absolutely, man. No problem. I will keep an eye on Bart. They walk away, and I'm like, oh, I can't see shit.
Who the fuck is Bart?
My eyes are not focusing together. I don't even know who just asked me that, but I'm sure glad I could reassure them. I'm walking home after that. I was just like, you know, cold air, feeling... You know, kind of taking some of the alcohol flush away, making me feel a little better. Taking deep breaths and just going all the way across campus to our shitty little apartment on the other side, thinking, all right, this cold air is definitely going to make sure I don't, like, feel sick or anything, and I'll just walk right down the middle of this grass because it's nice and spongy, and then I'm not, like, you know, just feeling my feet, like, slap, slap, slap on the concrete. And then all of a sudden I just heard this coming from everywhere around me. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Oh, it's all the airs getting out of the sprinklers that are about to come on.
Oh.
And sure enough, I'm like, looking around, I'm like, I am dead center in the middle of this grass. There is no way I'm getting to any of the outside edges. Fuck it. Just walked right down the middle of the lawn.
I thought you were going to tell me, like, you heard and realized you were peeing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, it's just one of my fun-to-be-drunk stories.
I remember that time we were at Rachel's party, and...
that wasn't fun to be drunk.
Andy had a wee bit too much to drink.
It just snuck up on me, too.
That was a horrible night, I just realized. But anyway, he was sitting out in the front lawn, or not, on the front porch, and... I remember he told me the story. There was a car parked the wrong way on the street, and that started messing with his head, and so he threw up.
I can't take it.
It was just one of those that, like, you ever get into, I don't know, like, some sort of high adrenaline situation, and your brain is just, like, going a million miles a second? My brain was going a million miles a second on... Everything feels wrong. You may have alcohol poisoning. You should really try not to die. You should pick a point and stare at it. And I mistakenly chose to stare at the car that was going the wrong way. And was like, that car is way too close to be facing that direction. And that was just, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of extra processing power going around as all my brain cells were going, well, good night, folks. And dying off because of all of the alcohol I drenched them in. So, like, the two little guys still sitting there trying to send the Morse code signals all the way across my giant melon to each other are just like, this doesn't make sense!
And postscript to that story is after I finally got Andy home and I was literally about to get into bed, I get a call from the theater that Stephanie is drunk and needs a ride home.
I wonder if I was at the theater that night.
I don't know.
I remember time Stephanie was drunk at the theater... And I think she threw up in the back of the theater.
Oh, that's a different night.
Oh, okay.
It was, we were
watching a movie.
Were we there to see the trailer for Attack of the Clones? Clone War? No, the first
Phantom
one.
Phantom Menace. I was like, Phantom Menace. I think the theater didn't exist by the time Attack of the Clones was coming out.
No, we'd already knocked a hole in the wall.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was a great night. There was a lot of catharsis for everybody that night.
So Noah wasn't working there anymore when it closed.
Nope. And no one called me to ask me to come back like somebody here.
Well, that's why you got to be valuable. That's what I wanted to tell you.
I was just walking by. Like, I think I'd been out drinking with my bosses or something
what?
Like that.
What? Andy out drinking? This is nonsense.
Yeah, and I was just, I think I'd only had like one drink or something like that. And I was just walking by and like looked in and like, it was all closed. I'm like, what the hell? They like got the doors closed. I wonder if there's something going on. And it was like you or it was Stephanie just walking by, like knocked on the door, was like, you know, hey, what the hell? Open it up. Come in quick. Yeah? The theater's closing. They're moving everything out tonight. Really? This is fascinating.
Yep, I remember, like, the box office person, like, someone would come up, yeah, can I get a ticket to the 8:30 show? We had to cancel the 8:30 show. There's projection problems. Meanwhile, if you cut behind them, someone is wheeling the projector out of the building into a truck so they can ship it to Maine to where they're opening a new theater that was probably destined to close shortly after because the entire chain went bankrupt.
Nice.
UA equals no pay.
I thought it was low pay.
Oh, no, it was no pay, sir.
Oh, okay.
did we tell the story about team maintenance?
No, and I was just thinking about it.
That's one of my favorite theater
stories. I don't mean, like, just thinking about it just now. Like, I was driving away from work and thinking about things on resumes, and I thought of team maintenance.
That was so funny, especially because how pissed Stephanie finally was when she saw it. But we were talking about... Stephanie and Zoltar were talking. Whoops! Stephanie and Zoltar! we're bad at this.
Yeah, we are. We got shitty equipment, and our editor sucks, and our website sucks because the admin sucks, and Noah just sucks. And...
Noah, you shouldn't take that. Hello?
Oh, he left.
Seriously?
Fuck you guys, I'm going home.
Oh, Noah's gay. And not in the good way.
No. Not in the friendly stick a penis in your butt way.
Yeah, exactly. The friendly stick a penis in your butt.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be
it's like a handshake.
At that point you really don't want to be unfriendly.
No. No. If you've ever seen American History X, no, apparently you do not want to be unfriendly.
Anyway, so Zoltar. Nice to fall right back into the same trap I left when I got out of it.
Yeah.
Zoltar and Stephanie were talking about how to make a resume sound better. Actually, Stephanie and somebody else were talking. I can't remember who else was in the office. And they're like, yeah, Stephanie was like, you just have to say things and phrase them in a way so they sound better. And Zoltar pipes up with, how do you make scratching your nuts sound better? And I said, testicle engineer? Or no, testicle maintenance? And he goes, tea maintenance. I said, yes, tea maintenance. That's a good thing to put on your resume. I'm proficient at tea maintenance. And then we had these things we had to fax back to corporate at the end of every night, and it was like this huge Excel sheet which had a bunch of different numbers that you needed to fill in. Most of them we didn't even use because we were just such a shitty operation that we didn't. There was no need, you know, like nothing's happening. I don't know what to tell you. How's things going? Zero every night, zero. But there was just ton. There's a shitload of information on this form, like front and back. So I added on the Excel sheet a column for tea maintenance. And I would put a value in it every night. And sometimes when I didn't work, someone else put a value in it. But I want to know what the other managers were doing. Like, team maintenance. Well, Dab came up with a number. 4. I don't know. And it was random. Like, just put a number there. And we'd fax it into corporate every night. And Zoltar and I would laugh. Oh, just like, because we picture them getting it and like bringing it up at like the company conference call. Like, I see the UA pavilion's team maintenance numbers are way up. I'm not even getting team maintenance reports from anybody else. Can we step up the team maintenance? Because they are doing a bang up job over at the UA with the team maintenance. Let's get them a team maintenance award. And then one day Stephanie comes crashing in. What the fuck? been going on for 2 weeks. What am I supposed to say to my boss when he asks me what a team maintenance is? I don't remember what we answered. I do remember there was a lot of laughing. Not from Stephanie.
Boss probably doesn't even look at it. It would never even ask.
Exactly. That was just proof that no one read that form. We added a whole new column for 2 weeks. Nothing. So everybody out there who may be listening to this while you're doing your job and you're doing paperwork, just fuck it. Who can't? Just do random shit. Write puppies are cute somewhere in your report. See if anybody calls you on it. And then write us, let us know. Hey, dear Tancast, been 4 weeks. Nobody's noticed that I said the boss fucks pigs in our annual report. Corporate America doesn't give a shit.
I didn't have a graph showing the amount of pigs fucked over each quarter. Trending up.
Trending up. Oh, good times.
Yeah. Speaking of trending up, and this isn't nearly as funny as team maintenance, because my throat hurts from laughing just now. Well, and also sucking cock.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But,
well, then you're doing it wrong, dude.
You got
to open up the throat. Just let it slide down.
Yeah. Don't force it. It'll come when it wants to.
What do you think? Like, some warm tea with honey? You think that would help?
Well,
if you're going to sing afterwards.
Well, yeah. I like to sing during.
That was delicious cock.
That's why he calls it a hummer.
No, I do show tunes. Like, the hills are full of music.
I think you should do TV themes. I'll be there for you.
The great thing is when the guy reciprocates on Andy, like, it sounds like this. The hills are alive with the sound of music. You see, he has no girth of penis in his way, so he can fully articulate that song. What I'm saying is Andy has a small penis, in case people at home are like trying to figure this out. Carry the three.
We'll post a picture later.
Well, yeah, we'll post all three of us. For Noah, we may need a bigger server.
A what?
You're just going to get a picture of the...
For Noah, you can just see the base, and then, like,
yeah,
there's clouds,
matter.
And you have to assume that the head is somewhere up there. It's kind of like looking at the base of Mount Everest, trying to see the top of it.
Yeah. What we're saying is, if God's ever feeling feisty, Noah's right there for him.
In fact, if you Google Earth Noah's penis, you can see it from space.
Yep.
But anyway, Andy started to talk about a story that wasn't funny.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't that it wasn't funny. It was just a weird observation.
No, trust me, Andy, it's not funny.
About, things with my kid going uphill, so getting closer to coming home. And then we stopped and thought about it, and we're like, so when there's, like, effort involved, everything being downhill is good. But if you're talking about, like, somebody's health, things going downhill is bad. It was just an odd observation, and now I'm sorry I made it out loud.
That was excellent, Andy. I liked it.
But you know what? In both cases, if they start to plateau, that means they're not doing anything.
That is true.
So there's that.
There is that.
I tried to keep it alive for you, Andy. That's all I could give you.
Well, I appreciate it. Tim's like over there. Okay, charging. Clear.
Nope, he's going downhill.
We're losing him.
Or perhaps uphill. It's difficult to say.
There's some sort of hill movement.
Up, down, around.
In and out. Nong, nong, gong, 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 gong,
gong, gong, gong. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
A lot.
So, speaking of people pooping.
Why not?
If you get abdominal surgery, I find out that if there's anything in there that's like messing around with your guts, apparently it sends your like intestines into shock for a couple of days. So, like, one reason that they'll keep people after any sort of stomach surgery in the hospital for a couple of days is to make sure that it's actually, like, not blocking and, like, coming back to function and, you know, that they're passing gas and that they're ready to make poop. And they'll give them a whole bunch of, like, Gas-X tablets and, like, stool softeners and laxatives and stuff because after your stuff's been in shock for a couple of days, it's still been absorbing the liquid and still more food's been coming in. You kind of get, like, a big, you know, hunk, a big, huge brick of poo.
Yum.
So, I got treated recently to hearing exactly how bad that poo experience is from my wife. And she told me that it was like her first or second poo after the baby was born, was as big around as my wrist. And I've got big, meaty wrists. I'm sitting there staring at it, and she's like, do you see why I was in the bathroom crying? It was that fucking big around. I should have, like, like not flushed and shown it to you. Like, were you able to flush it? I don't think I could get my hand and wrist inside of the toilet and go down. She's like, well, it kind of like finally broke up after a bit and went down. I look back down at my wrist. I think, holy hell, that had to hurt. And I looked up at her. I go, I have no idea why women make such a big deal about guys asking for anal. You got that fucking out.
You can get this in. Did you really take... I was funny because I was about to say something like just to be a smartass, but did you really take that time to broach the topic of anal?
Well, she was crying. I was trying to make her laugh. Then I remembered that she had... I did get a chuckle out of her, and then I got a bunch more crying because, you know, her stomach was sliced open and laughing hurts her.
Ah.
She's fucked.
But not anally.
Well, from a certain standpoint, she is.
Huh, yeah, touche.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
She's fucked from the inside out.
That just sounds outrageously unpleasant. Like, I've had poos that were, you know, larger than average, and they're just like, oh, Jesus, this hurts. Or you're just fighting to get it out. Like, come on! Like, I want to actually just stick my finger in there and break it up into smaller pieces and bring them out one by one.
Stick a swivel stick up there and stir it around.
Yeah, something. Yeah, blender. Sheesh. Well, I hope all you women have learned a valuable lesson who are listening to this. Don't get pregnant.
Well,
it's time for the human race to die off.
Certainly avoid a C-section. Yeah, avoid a C-section if you can.
Yes, you want to sit in the A or B section because they're closer to the stage.
Yes.
Ba-dum-bum.
Good night, everybody. I'm here all week. Tip your waitstaff.
You're not here all week, Tim.
Or don't. So we only went with my tan week. So how has Noah's tan week been?
Uneventful.
Exciting.
I got promotion at work.
Yay! So, more responsibility.
I started doing my job.
Now you're head cock handler.
What's that?
Now you are the head cock handler.
That's right. I'm teaching everyone how to handle the cock. I'm like, hey.
I was like, does that mean he's the one in charge of cock handling, or he just handles the head of the cock?
I'm in charge.
Handles the head of the cock.
No, I'm in charge.
That sounds like a debate to me.
Hey, he doesn't know what the fuck I'm doing.
It's just important that you know what the fuck you're doing when you're handling the cocks, because you don't want to mess that
up.
I'm
like, hey, you're not...
Nose in there. No. White gloves. White gloves. And lanolin, not vitamin E.
Not some damn aloe vera bullshit, motherfucker.
That was a good movie, I thought.
Yeah, The Big Hit.
Yep, The Big Hit.
The Big Hit? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
I think I've only ever seen that movie the one time, and I was, unsurprisingly, drunk off my ass when I did.
Here's today's theme. Andy used to be a drunken bastard.
Andy did.
Now he just drinks enough to maintain.
Yep.
When little Andy gets old enough to have that talk, he's like, Dad, what should I do about alcohol? My friends keep asking me to drink. Fucking guzzle it up, you puss!
Work for me!
I've already made the nurses take a second look at me when I'm trying to feed my son with the bottle. I'm like, yeah, drink straight from the bottle, like your daddy did in college.
I'm sure the nurses are taking second, third, fourth looks at you after you told them to shut the fuck up, and you're not fucking doing anything.
Oh, this is this is a whole different batch of nurses.
I think they talk to each other.
Watch out for that fucker. No.
I think you're on the international nurse wire, like, look out for this guy. He is a troubled individual.
No, I told the nurses upstairs about the nurses downstairs, and like, yeah, fuck those bitches. Exactly. Thank you.
And whatever you do, don't bust in him when he's in the bathroom, because he will let you have it.
He may even kill you.
Yes. I may. I just may.
So yeah, that's pretty much all my week's been. Doing my new job. Didn't see any movies. That's it. Not very exciting. What about you, Andykins?
Well, I was having a debate about something at work. One of my coworkers and I were... We're talking about just some ongoing work bullshit stuff, and he was telling me, well, you know, it's not like anybody is, you know, telling you that you're wrong with the issues that you're bringing up. It's just, it's more of the, you know, the message and picking the battles and, you know, this, that, and the other and being politic and all the rest of these things. I'm like, well, if no one's saying that I'm wrong to be bringing these things up, then shouldn't we be doing something about it? And he goes, well, you know, people have different opinions, and I go, no. I've got a big fucking brain. When I think about something like this and I'm going to bring it up, I spend a lot of time thinking about all the angles. I'm pretty sure if I am thinking something's a big deal and needs to be brought up, that it's a big deal and needs to be brought up. And if people want to disagree with that, they need to argue the counterpoint. They need to bring something else to the table. He goes, well, yeah, like I said, you know, it's not that we're saying that you're wrong. I said, no, it's because I'm never fucking wrong. And so I think that should be my other campaign slogan, Tim. Make it happen.
I'm never fucking wrong.
Yes.
Nice.
I'm fucking in here, and I'm never fucking wrong.
Back when I used to work at the radio station, like back like when I first worked there, there was this guy named Jim Dingler. He used to be on during the day.
I loved Jim Dingler.
Me too.
He was funny.
I don't know if he's still doing anything with the public, but if he is, people should find it and listen to it. There you go. There you go, 100 listeners. Get out there. Find it. Listen to it.
Yes, Jim, J-Y-M.
Yeah, you're right. J-Y-M, D-I-N-G-L-E-R. People are like, you know what? We're not writing this down, guys. Just move on with the story. but it was during that, there was that scandal, such as it was, that like some movie house was releasing reviews. You know, like when they have those little blurbs, like, it's the best movie I've ever seen. That those were people they had paid to say that. Like, it wasn't real reviews or anything like that, or, you know.
It was like people who didn't exist. It was like one dude who was this guy's buddy, like, under a bunch of different names.
Right. So, So he made this commercial for the station that goes,
here at Mix 106.5, we're very concerned, just as you are, about the recent phony testimonial and fake movie review scandals. Just want to let you know, we'll broadcast only genuine listener opinions. Like these, what's your favorite radio station?
I flip around a lot.
I see. What's your favorite radio station?
Radio? What's a radio?
Yeah. How about your favorite radio station?
The bugs are in my hair!
Well, there you have it. Genuine testimonials. We never lie, and we're always right. Mix 106.5.
What I love is because that's so wrong. There was all, like, I'd hear something on there like, hey, I love today's best mix because it's got the right mix for me. I'm like, that's Tim. He works there.
Oh, the best part. Oh, Jesus. The best part was when they actually decided it would be a great idea for us in the promotions department, which, for those of you who don't know what a promotions department is, it is the bitch of the station. Whenever you see a station, you're out at a fair or a carnival or a shopping mall opening and you see a radio station tent, that's the promotions department wishing they were dead. You know, handing you your bumper sticker or whatever they're doing. Which apparently we don't even have anymore. They don't even have anymore. They're like, nope, we can't hand out. We don't have any money to hand out shit anymore. I'm like, oh, sad for you. But they would have us go out with this little recorder and ask people to do like those testimonials, and like, you know, we would give them a CD or whatever we had. And I don't know. We were just at a tear where we were in parts of town that were Asian. I don't know what to say. There's no better way to say it. There were a lot of Asian people. So there was a series of testimonials that are like, my name Hua, and I love Mig 165. I'm like, really? Were we right at the boat as these people docked? Like, really? And not just saying that all Asian people talk like that. It's just that it seemed to be the only people willing to, oh yeah, I'll do your thing. And it was just, that was our favorite, though, was Hua. She was our favorite testimonial. My name Hua.
You like that one, don't you, Tim?
I do. I wish when I left, I'd taken some of the audio so I could still have it. In fact, I have one. I'll throw it at the end of this episode. I have one of my old commercials.
My name is Hua.
Well, that killed it.
Screech and halt. Good job there, Tim.
Look,
usually it's
me. I was going to say, look, I pulled a Noah.
I don't kill it.
Oh, you kill it. You kill it, and then you skin it, and then you wear it.
I'm like, now would be a good time for me to splice in things from episodes 1 through 14. We're like, I thought that would go somewhere. Moving along. I love when Noah says that. Anyway.
I keep it going. Moving along, that's my segue.
Moving along. I do like it. It's very funny. All right. Well, if we're this bored, our listeners got to be bored. Why don't we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Our listeners are like, why the fuck are they subjecting us to more of this?
Yeah, but hey, delicious listeners, just check back with us a little bit later in the week. There may be a very special Tancast coming for you.
Very special.
Like like the special episode of Different Strokes.
Like this.
This is gonna be a special message.
Like the special sauce.
Don't do drugs.
Like the special episode of Moesha.
Is that the one where she got pregnant?
Who gives a shit? I hate that show.
Why do you hate that show?
I don't know. Something about Brandy gets on my every nerve.
I love that the girl's name is actually Brandy, but that they had to give her a name that sounded, I don't know, more authentic or something. Like, here's Brandy. She's named after alcohol. No. It's Moesha. Okay, well, that sounds vaguely Jewish, but...
Really?
Yeah, Moses.
All right, that's a bit of a stretch to go from Moses to Moesha.
No,
wait, is this a biblical show? Is this...
The actual Hebrew pronunciation of Moses is a little bit closer to Moesha than Moses.
Lies!
Is it Hebrew or is it Aramaic? I don't know.
Oh, look who's full of shit, everybody. Yes, Andy is full of feces.
Andy's wife.
I am not full of shit. I left all the shit in the bathroom when my wife was interrupting me.
I'm fucking in here!
So the, what are you doing? I'm pooping! Go away!
My friend Orlando, the guy who we coupled... episodes into Tancast, I threw one of his jokes in there. He also has a joke about that. It's like, his wife is like, what are you doing? He's like, making a rug on my fucking loom. What do you think I'm doing?
My wife was kind of upset with me. So I said that in the hospital they were giving her like the gas pills and the stool softeners and stuff. Well, when we got home, they sent her home with some pain meds, but nothing for like the gas and the stool issues. So I went to our local pharmacy and picked some stuff up. Like, I kind of remembered what they'd said that they were using and, like, went looking for it. And I found one that was the stool softener that they used, but it came in two varieties, the normal one, and then it came in an extra-strength one that instead of saying stool softener, said laxative. I was like, well, if the lower amount makes the stool soft, and this one says it's a laxative, it's got to be because it just makes the poo so pillowy soft that it comes flying right out. So we'll go for extra strength. I'm going to help her out. So I brought her home, and I was telling her, it said something like, the word laxative came out of my mouth, and she said, no laxative. I'm not going to be spending extra time in there pooping. Don't you understand how much it hurts? I'm like, no. It's an extra strength stool softener. So like 3 days later, she came across the box. Comes walking up to me, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? I go, it in lower doses, it's a stool softener. This is just a super stool softener. Does this say stool softener? No, it says laxative. And then I had to poo, and it hurt a lot, and it was your fault. It's just because you didn't take enough. If you'd taken more, if you'd given it more time to act, you had to poo like 2-3 hours after taking this. She goes, yes, because you gave me a fucking laxative. You tricked me.
I just like the phrase, like, it makes your poo pillowy soft.
I said, was it soft? Like, was it soft? Did you like just want to reach in there and grab it and pick it up and be like, oh, this is so nice.
I want to sleep on it.
Was the Snuggles fabric softener bear there? My poo so, is pillowy soft.
She told me I better watch what I eat for like the next year because she's going to sneak some into it.
Nice.
She's like, I'm going to trick you into having some of this and we'll see what it does. I'm like, all right, but if you come into the bathroom when I'm asleep...
I do believe this is the second episode in a row where we end on some stool.
Yes.
No way to tie that into Smodcast, though. I don't know of any laxative episodes of Smodcast.
Well.
However, I did get the Smodcast reference in just under the wire. So, my name has been Tim, and I've been the T in Tancast.
My name is Andy, and I am the bleeding rectum of Tancast.
My name is Noah, and my spoon is too big.
Good time.
Classic.
Good night, everybody.
Ha ha! What?
Yeah!
Idiots, both of you.
What a fucking wet blanket Noah is.
Well, no, I'm not going to say the third thing because I am too cool.
I think it's perfect. That's a great entry. What? Yeah! Idiots.
Fuck him. Fuck all you people. With fuckings. The kids are running around by my open window as I'm yelling all these expletives.
Expletives.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to stop.